20 minutes to 9 o'clock, and we're closing down for the week. But before we do that, let's get to one of the great away swing bowlers at the grade level, Mr. David Gallop. Hello, Dave.
Good morning, Flat.
Lovely to chat, mate. You're over in Jordan, a little bit disappointed, I'm sure.
Yeah, not our greatest night. Incredible atmosphere for the home team. They had great support behind them, and yeah, they got us. They got us on the counter attack. They got a penalty, and they played well. And I guess it shows that for us, when you pull the guys together with only a couple of days to get them ready, it's a tough assignment. They come from all corners of the globe, but you can't use that as an excuse. That happens in football as well. So we got to pull ourselves together and be ready for November when we've got two critical games.
Dave, we had Andy Harper on the show a short time ago, and he, you know, makes our path to the World Cup in Russia in 2018 a little bit more difficult. What does that mean in terms of this away match against Bangladesh? Is that a call that the FFA are going to have to make on in terms of security and safety?
Yeah, it's obviously a concern at the moment, Webby. We've got our security people monitoring things over there, and we're talking to various authorities. We've referred it through to AFC, and they've referred it through to FIFA. Obviously, you know, we don't want to put the team or the staff into a risky situation, and at the same time, Bangladesh would be hoping to play us in Bangladesh. So we just got to watch this space on that one over the next few weeks.
Yeah, it'd be a shame, though, because you'd think it'd be easier points.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, things are set up on a home and away basis. And as I said, the Bangladeshis would want to play us on their home pitch.
Now, meanwhile, back here in the little old town of Sydney, the A-League got underway with the Wanderers and Brisbane Roar. Another great atmosphere out at Pirtek. How are you feeling about the season, Dave? There was some criticism that the A-League launch was a little bit subdued, but I reckon there's a lot of optimism around this season.
Yeah, I mean, we're certainly not feeling unoptimistic about things. We've got a great competition ahead of us. Seemed to start with a bang last night. Nearly 15,000 people out at Parramatta. The RBB there in force. And, you know, they've been so wonderful over the last few years. They've really forced the New South Wales government to sit up and decide to renovate Parramatta Stadium because demand was soon to exceed supply out there. And tonight we've got a huge game at Adelaide Oval. Melbourne Victory coming over there to play Adelaide United. Sydney FC kick off at Allianz on Saturday night. And then games on Sunday, of course. So there's lots to look forward to. Overseas talent coming into the competition, some Socceroos that have come home. I think in a week or so, with a couple of derbies under our belt, sellout crowds, people will realise that the pessimism was not well founded.
And Dave, can I ask, mate, from the players' perspective and the difficult times recently, has that all settled down?
Hopefully. It's been pretty frustrating. We've obviously had the disappointment of the Matildas not going on a tour to play the world champions. I think they got caught up in something they didn't need to get caught up in. Extraordinary circumstances, really, where we had an arrangement that they would have been happy with, but we were told by the Players Association that unless we met the pay demands for the male professional players, the Matildas still weren't touring. We've put that back in place and they're off to China in about a week's time. We're hopeful that the whole deal will be wrapped up. It really needs to be.
Look, I know this stuff's still pretty sensitive because the deal isn't signed off on, but from an outsider looking in, Dave, it looks like the PFA are trying to flex their muscle, and they seem to be, much of the issue seems to be about dialogue, and they seem to be trying to be disruptive to the competition, to the Socceroos, to the Matildas, and everyone can sense the frustration from the FFA. Are you getting a feeling from the players that they are frustrated about how this is being played out, and hopefully it gets sorted soon?
But I think the Players Association have got a responsibility there. You know, they're there to guide their playing groups. We have had some extraordinary PR moves. A few days ago, they put out a press release on the morning of our A-League launch, which was really unnecessary and not a useful statement of their desires. I think they just need to get on with it now, get this deal ratified by their playing groups, and we can get back to a normal relationship between a national sporting organisation and its players' association, and not one that's played out in the media.
Dave, can I ask you, mate, Jordan, I mean, it's located in an interesting part of the world, given that what we know is going on. How does it feel when you're travelling there?
Yeah, obviously, it is close to some major trouble spots, but you know, no sign of any of that, I guess, from where we are. It's been a bit of a whirlwind trip. We got here yesterday lunchtime, and we're leaving in a couple of hours. So I haven't seen a lot of it, but they certainly turned out in force last night. The Jordanian football fans were noisy and probably a bit intimidating for our guys.
Well, they did show photos of this big armoured car outside the Socceroos Hotel in Jordan. So I was assuming that was for the boss. That was for you, wasn't it?
I didn't see that, but yeah, there's a bit of a security around, but there is most of the places we travel.
I wanted to talk to you very quickly about Frank Lowy. He launched his book here in the last couple of days, David. I don't know if you had time to go to that launch before you flew out for Jordan, but he made a lighthearted joke about making it up the steps. He said, that was my first task today, to make sure I could get up the steps. It's good that he could have a joke about what happened at the A-League Grand Final.
Yeah, I was at the book launch, and yeah, good that he's kept his sense of humour about that, because it's been a pretty traumatic experience. As we know, a couple of months after the fall, he ended up in France in a hospital having surgery on his head. But he's pretty much back to firing on all cylinders now. The book is, another story of his amazing life and what he's achieved since he turned 70. But there's a recap of some of the early stuff too. His childhood around the Second World War is quite incredible. So what a life he's had, and he's still powering on and recovering well.
David, thanks for your time, mate. We missed you earlier, but thank you for getting back to us, and safe return trip.
No worries, guys. Sorry, I think I stuffed the time up, but
that's
good,
okay.
Always good to talk to you.
That's all right, mate. Safe flight. David Gallop, he's the head honcho of the FFA, and it's a real shame we're talking about the Socceroos losing, but from Andy and David, we heard that the crowd was probably quite intimidating for the Socceroos. They really do travel to some interesting parts of the world, and I'm sure it was intimidating.